One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
Hallelujah. I'm going to read to you from St. John's Gospel, chapter 1. And I want you to follow the reading of these scriptures very carefully. So we can read in verse 17. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. That's wonderful. The law was given by Moses. What is John telling us? John is telling us that the law did not completely reveal who God really was. So if you followed the law, you couldn't get to know God. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth. Truth means reality. Grace and reality came by Jesus Christ. And then here's the big one. You love it. He says, no man had seen God at any time. Hallelujah. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he had declared him. Oh, let me explain this to you. Let's read it to them from the NLT, New Living Translation. Look at this. It says, no one has ever seen God, but the unique one, who is himself God, is near to the Father's heart. He has revealed God to us. Jesus revealed God to us. You know, the word in the King James that's translated here in the NLT is revealed. You go back to the King James. He says, no man had seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he had declared him. What he's saying is he has described him. He has explained him. Do you get it? He's revealed him. Jesus described God. What do you mean by that? He showed to us the person of God. Who is God? Jesus declared him. That's powerful. That's powerful. Hallelujah. So, the importance of that is to let us know that Jesus Christ was the manifestation of God to us. Jesus Christ revealed the will of God to us. Jesus Christ revealed the love of God to us. Wow. And so with that, you come to another thing. So, doesn't that mean that God has a plan for us? Absolutely. It means that God, he has a plan for us. I got to show you a couple of things. Go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Verse 14, I'll read first from the King James. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it, that men shall fear before him. This is extraordinary. He's saying that whatever God does is eternal and that it cannot be augmented. Let's read from the CJV so you can get it. I know that whatever God does will last forever. There is nothing to add or subtract from it. Yeah, 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 yeah. Whatever God does, he says, it's last forever. Listen, when you were made by God, God made you to last forever. Did you know that? That's God's plan. That's God's plan. You say, why do people die then? I'll show it to you shortly. whatever God does is made to last forever. He says, nothing needs to be added to it and nothing needs to be subtracted from it. Didn't you read it in Genesis? After he had created everything, the Bible says he saw that it was very good. As far as God was concerned, he says everything was very good. Very good. See, the person was taken away by God. It's, when God takes somebody, he doesn't take the person by death. This is important. The only three times that the Bible records that God took somebody away from this earth, when God took them, and that's the way he's going to take whenever he's going to take. The only three times that God took somebody away, he took him alive. Number one, he took Enoch. According to the Bible, Enoch went alive to heaven. That's how he was taken away. Suddenly, was whisked out of this world, alive. The second person was Elijah. Elijah was taken away from here with a chariot of fire, taken alive. The third one was Jesus himself. Jesus died, according to the Bible, went to hell because he took our sins on him. He had to go to hell and pay the full penalty and resurrected the third day. And when he went to heaven, when God took him, the Bible says he ascended. And the disciples were there watching him until he went through the clouds. God took him alive. And the next time God's going to take somebody will be at the rapture of the church and he will take them alive. In fact, there were those who went to heaven with Jesus. And the beautiful thing was, they had to resurrect. The Bible says they came out of their graves. After the resurrection of Jesus, they came out of their graves. And many of them appeared in Jerusalem. They were seen. People who had died long, long ago were seen in Jerusalem. And Jesus took them all to heaven alive. That's the way God takes people to heaven. You say, so what about death? What does the Bible say about death? I'll show you now. You ready to see it? Okay. You asked for it. I'll show it to you. Number one, Romans chapter 5 verse 12. You're going to see death is not from God. Death is not from God. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered, by one man sin entered into the world. That's Adam, first Adam. And death by sin. Look at that. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Look at the way death came upon everybody. It came because of sin. Look at it again. As by one man sin entered into the world. He says sin came into the world through one man. And death by sin. Death came by sin. Sin brought death. And so he says, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. So that's already telling you God didn't originate death. Touch somebody close to you and say, did you hear what Pastor just said? All right, let's read another one. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, look at it. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself, talking about Jesus, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. That's wonderful. I love it. He says, Jesus Christ went through death. He himself died so that through death he would have the opportunity to destroy the one that had the power of death. And tells us who? He says, that is the devil. So the devil's the one who had the power of death. It was the devil who was controlling death, who was using death. Oh, I got to read it again to you. I'll read it again, and I'll read it into the next verse so you understand it even more. It says, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death. That is the devil. Did you notice that's not a full stop? meaning it's going on, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. So he delivered people, human beings, who because of the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. See, the fear of death makes people do all kinds of things because they are afraid. And Jesus Christ defeated death so that we should no longer be afraid. Glory to God. Can I show you another one? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 26. This one, if you didn't understand all the other ones, you must get this one. Look at it. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Oh, he calls death an enemy, period. No more questions. He says, the last enemy, he calls death an enemy of God. Look at it. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Not defeated, it's been defeated, but it shall be destroyed. Look at it. The Bible says Jesus already defeated it by his resurrection. And now it's going to be destroyed. Look at it. He calls death an enemy, not a friend of God, not a product of God, not a messenger of God. How many of you understand what I just shared with you? No wonder Jesus said, heal the sick, cast out devils, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. Because all those things are from the devil. Look at it. So now you understand this. There's a future with God. There's a future with God. Because there's a future with God. You're not living an empty life. God doesn't want you to live an empty life. When he created you, he made you to be perfect. The only reason you get sick is because something that's not supposed to be in your body got into your body, or something that's supposed to be in your body was taken out of your body. And it was not God who did any of that. And you have to learn from God's word how to keep your body in perfection. In the third epistle of St. John, we read verse number 2. Look at what the Bible says. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. Which government will give you this? No, look at it. He says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. God wants you to prosper and be healthy, even as your soul. That means you must have spiritual prosperity also. In fact, he says, even as your soul prospers, which means the spiritual prosperity must come first. Because it says, even as. So your spirit prospers through the knowledge of the word of God. Then he expects to see you prosperous materially and healthy physically. God wants you healthy. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Look at what the Bible says. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That's marvelous. So the people that Jesus healed were made sick by the devil, and God wanted them well. And he has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. He has not changed. And you will be healed today. If you haven't received salvation in Christ Jesus, I want you right now to receive him into your heart. Say these words after me to receive salvation. Say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart, and he will hear you. I'm leading you into salvation the Bible way right now. Say these words. You say, Pastor Chris, why do I have to say them? Oh, it's important. Let me show you a scripture. I could read you many. But look at this. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Look at what it says. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Look at the next verse. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. It says you believe with your heart, and you're made right with God. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Confession. Here he's not talking about confession of sin. The word is homologia. It means to say something in consistency with God. You're saying the same thing in agreement, this time with God. Like proclaiming his lordship in your life. That's what he's talking about. I want you to say these words after me right now. Mean them from the bottom of your heart, and salvation will be yours. Say, O Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died on the cross to save my soul. I believe God raised him from the dead, and he's alive today. I receive by faith eternal life into my heart. For Jesus Christ is Lord of my life from this day. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I'm a child of God now. I am born again. Thank you, Lord. Amen. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and that he answered you according to the scriptures. And now, no more sin in your life, because he has given you a new heart, a new life for yourself. Do it today so you can start learning about this life that you just received and start building your faith strong in Jesus Christ. Now, if you're maybe you're not downloading yours, probably you're watching on television or satellite or cable, you can write us and provide your address, and we'll send you a physical copy. God bless you.
We trust that you were blessed by the message you just listened to. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234 812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. Tune into this station same time tomorrow for the continuation of the message. Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, number 5 Joseph Zume Street, behind Final Yogurt Factory, off George Akume Road, Makurdi, Benue State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays by 8:30 a.m. and on Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0705-251-5665 or 0708-313-1414 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovewar360.com. Thank you for joining us today.